Solved is like no other murder mystery podcast. You'll track down killers hiding in plain sight.
You all right?
Yeah, it's just disturbing. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Not like this.
Listen to Solve wherever you get your podcasts.
The Joe Thomas in the Morning Show from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny, but hazy skies continuing. Just a slim chance of a pop-up shower or storm this afternoon. Highs will climb into the low to middle 90s.
It is 69 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. You would think the Lewis and Clark Exploratory Center in Dardentow Park would be a logical place for a statue of Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea, but apparently they don't want it. Chip Boyle says that is a focus of City Council before they determine the outcomes for the two Confederate generals, Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson.
The Charlottesville City Council voted to fund an eviction prevention program as the federal eviction moratorium ends in a little more than a week.
We provided funding to provide right to counsel in eviction proceedings here in Charlottesville, as well as to provide proactive outreach to tenants so they're aware of the resources, they're aware of their legal rights.
The University of Virginia is now considered the leading site for the study of Mormonism outside of the state of Utah due to the donation of a collection of books and other print materials that were in the possession of scientist and Latter-day Saint historian Gregory A. Prince.
A Madison County woman has pleaded guilty to a fraud scheme in which she said she had terminal cancer. 51-year-old Christine Anderson of Riva will be sentenced in December.
If you follow Travis Koshko from the CBS 19 Weather Center on Twitter, you know that with apologies to the Sanford Townsend Band, the hazy sunrises and sunsets we've been enjoying are the smoke from a distant fire. They are the wildfires out west, and the forecasters say that they should be continuing for the next few days.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 69 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that delivers your morning news right to your Facebook feed. Just go to Facebook and like the page WCHV Radio.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A student from Illinois whose reaction to a college acceptance letter makes today's Dean's List. Kurt Kinley just found out he got into the Heartland Academy for Learning Opportunities at Heartland Community College. His absolute joy was captured on camera. Glenn Kinley, his brother, was the one that shared the video as Kurt was overcome with emotion as he read his letter out loud. Kurt, who has Down syndrome, graduated from Normal West High School in Normal, Illinois in May 2020, but had to postpone his schooling due to the coronavirus pandemic. But he never gave up on his dream of going to college like his older siblings and went through an application and interview process for the program. Since sharing the video, Glenn has received messages from parents who say they feel inspired that their children would be able to go to college someday too after seeing Kurt's video. Congratulations, Kurt. We are cheering you on as well. And you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nadeau. A rare moment of bipartisanship in Washington.
The safest thing to do is to get vaccinated.
As President Biden and members of the GOP urge Americans to get the COVID.